team of researchers has solved a huge mystery off the Santa Barbara County coastline, which began a century ago. On June 13, 1917, the U.S. Coast Guard revenue cutter McCulloch was headed from Los Angeles to San Francisco when it was hit by a passenger ship sinking near Point Conception. Robert Schwimmer is a marine archaeologist and the West Coast Regional Maritime Heritage Coordinator for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says it was a heart-wrenching day for the cutter's crew.
The stern of the ship coming out of the water, seeing the propeller and the colors still flying as the ship is sinking, all the crew stand up and all the lifeboats at attention and weep as McCulloch goes below the Pacific waves for the last time.
The ship's story started in 1897 when the more than 200-foot-long vessel was commissioned. Equipped with deck guns and a torpedo tube, she was designed to patrol the Bering Sea. The ship was part of the United States Revenue Cutter Service, an armed customs enforcement service before the U.S. Coast Guard was formed. The ship was state-of-the-art, and after being commissioned, was sent on a global tour, which landed her on the front lines of the start of the Spanish-American War.
It arrived in Singapore, and Commodore Dewey was preparing for the Battle of Manila Bay, put it under his squadron. They were slowly moving in to Manila Bay under the darkness. McCulloch had a smokestack fire, which put up a flare, alerted the Spanish, and they fired at the McCulloch, and McCulloch returned fire. Fortunately, McCulloch did not suffer any damage and silenced the guns.
Schwimmer says the McCulloch patrolled the central and south coast, chasing smugglers. While serving in Alaska, it served not just as a patrol ship, but as a floating courtroom. Then, during World War I, it was put under the Navy's command for patrol duties. On the fateful last day for the ship, June 13, 1917, it was headed north from Los Angeles with a crew of 90 men.
McCulloch was ordered back to Mare Island to receive larger guns. While approaching Point Conception, encountered fog. The SS Governor, very large passenger ship, 429 people on board, left San Francisco and was approaching Point Conception, headed to San Pedro.
Schwimmer says both ships were sounding their fog horns and the McCulloch slowed. When they realized they were very close to each other, both ships sounded emergency horns and reversed engines.
The officer on deck of McCulloch ordered the helm to starboard. You go to starboard and you're backing up, that means your bow of your ship goes to port or left, which basically exposed it to the bow of the governor, and the governor hit the McCulloch.
At first, it looked like everyone was unhurt, but then as the ship was being abandoned, a terrible discovery was made.
The carpenter heard this faint call from the bow of the ship, and he found the acting water tender, John Johansson, in the debris right where the vessel had collided with governor.
He died a few days later at a hospital. Where was the McCulloch? Researchers thought she was about 4 miles northwest of Point Conception. In 2013, some researchers got some sonar data from the area, which appeared to be a shipwreck. In 2014, Schwimmer was able to get another expedition led by famed underwater explorer Robert Ballard, who discovered the Titanic, to swing by, providing more evidence. Then Schwimmer was able to use a training expedition with the Coast Guard and a new remote underwater vehicle in October of 2016 to finally solve the mystery.
We're methodically just moving slowly, and the Matridian anemones, they outlined the torpedo tube, and sure enough, we drove right to that torpedo tube. Less than a minute, we had ID'd the McCulloch.
The mystery was solved, but they decided to wait until the 100th anniversary of the sinking to announce it. What will happen to the wreckage?
We have no plans to do any recovery of artifacts. The ship itself is protected under the Sunken Military Craft Act.
But Schwimmer says the shipwrecks are much more than physical artifacts. He says they help us tell the stories of their crews and passengers, some of which have been lost for decades.
We have this great maritime museum off our shores here in California. Not only the ship, but it's the people.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.